This is Columbia Morning on News Talk 1400 KFRU. Palm Sunday this Sunday, Holy Week next week, leading up to Good Friday and then Easter. Easter will be a week from this Sunday. So we're going to talk about a subject that's kind of related to that. It has to do with a shroud that is one for some of us would be an object of curiosity. For others, it's very important in some of the studies and some of the scientific trying to look at it to see whether it would be a shroud that was wrapped around Jesus upon his death and burial. Mark Antonacci joins me right now. We're going to talk about his book that he has written about this shroud. Test the Shroud is his newest book. And he's also going to be in Columbia on April 14th, which will be Good Friday, to give a presentation for the University of Missouri's Osher Lifelong Living Institute. Mark Antonacci, nice to meet you by phone. Good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Let's talk about your interest in the shroud, first of all. What is your background, and how did you start to be as interested as you are on this?
My background is I'm an attorney, and I stumbled on the subject by accident 35 years ago as an agnostic.
Really? So help me understand this. An agnostic means you don't believe or disbelieve. You're just kind of... I don't know whether there's something this or not. Would that be a safe way of saying your attitude at that time?
That's pretty much it. We don't know nothing.
A lot of people would say, okay, this shroud, and it's the Shroud of Turin, because it's Turin because that's where it is now. Is that correct?
Yes.
So an agnostic lawyer, what event happened that had you start to pay attention to this?
Well, I'll try to cut it down a little bit. It's the preface of my book. In 2000, I wrote a book called The Resurrection of the Shroud. I'd been dating a woman, and she was a Christian. I was an agnostic. It didn't bother me one bit. And it was after a couple months of dating, it got to be a big deal with her. We were starting to get serious, and it was a big deal to her that I was an agnostic and she wasn't. And I could tell that this was a threat to the relationship, and it was bothering me. And I decided, well, this was on a weekend. I wasn't going to hang around the apartment. I was going to go to the office and get some work done and not sit around and worry about this. When you get to the office, it's the same thing. It's Saturday. There's no court deadlines over your head. So, yeah. You go across the street and grab some lunch, and I grabbed the Globe Democrat newspaper that day because their weekend sports edition came out on Saturday, and so I figured that's a good way to get lost in it and forget about this disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
And the paper soon went out of business, but anyway, there was a byline on the top of the page, and it was a book had just come out on the Shroud of Turin. I had never heard of the Shroud of Turin, and the byline had a picture of the facial image, and you know how a picture looks like it's looking right at you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down the line, and I see that when I get back and sit down at the eating the lunch, that picture's looking out at me out of the corner of my eye. And I push it away a couple times. Finally, I decide, all right, I'll read the blankly blank article. And I was stunned because the evidence that you see, soon you realize the question of authenticity of this burial cloth is Jesus's. It is an issue, but it's overwhelmed by the larger issues of, did the events that appear to have happened to this man really occur in history, and those events line up perfectly with the Lenten season. It appears that this man incurred all the sufferings that Jesus did before he was crucified, and it even has his post-crucifixion wounds on there. He was dead and wrapped in this burial cloth. And the evidence indicates an unprecedented event occurred to him after all these prior events occurred in which his unprecedented images and bookmarks were encoded.
Mm. Mark Antonacci is our guest. We're talking about the Shroud of Turin, which, again, is linen. Let me get some basics. Is it a linen cloth?
Yes.
And have you seen it?
Oh, yes.
So
I've got to see it.
About
30 times.
When you're in its presence, do you feel something special?
The atmosphere is something special. The first few times you see it, you realize, gee, this thing could not have been painted as it was reputed to have been for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
In Europe.
Your conversion story is a conversion story that many will latch onto and say, that's an amazing story. I mean, that's a New Testament worthy conversion story. Were you convinced of something from that day on, or did it take something else that kind of made you feel like, you know what, I want to know more, or I want to study this, I want to explore this?
It was more the latter, mm-hmm. although I start to make a change right then and there. But what got me was that you had an extensive amount of scientific and medical evidence relating to these events, and most of this evidence could not have been forged in any manner by anyone, even in the 20th or 21st century.
You are calling in your newest book, and it's called Test the Shroud. You're calling for some other scientific experimentation to further prove the authenticity of this. Is that correct?
Yes.
So why do you still, if you were convinced 35 years ago, well, the evidence is there. This has to be authentic. It could not be fake. Why are we still debating this or still having a conversation about this now, 35 years later?
Because you could literally get, this is not an exaggeration, you could get thousands of times more evidence than you already have. And this evidence would be overwhelming. And there would be no question that it could not be faked in any way.
You know, I looked. Go ahead.
Evidence the likes of which humanity has never seen.
Hmm. What kind of scientific test are you talking about?
I want to test the cloth at the atomic and the molecular levels. The shroud has only been comprehensively examined one time, and that was almost 40 years ago. You could get more information from examining the cloth at the molecular and atomic level in a few hours than you have acquired in 125 years.
If somebody did a search right now and they're on at their computer and they're hearing us talk and they go Shroud of Turin and they punch that in and a search comes up, I think a couple of sites will come up and they'll talk about the controversial nature of its authenticity or not. And some places would say that tests have already disproven the authenticity of this. How do you know that those stories are out there, and you know that there are those who would say, you know what, I disagree with this man, I disagree with others like him, because the tests have been run and they don't prove anything near what they're claiming?
Only one scientific test result is inconsistent with the cloth's authenticity, and I'm talking about one out of thousands.
Hmm.
And that's a radiocarbon dating. And that's what most people know about. It radiocarbon dated to the Middle Ages. Now, it has also been dated by other scientific means, and those results indicate it's from the first century, as do many, many other indications from that cloth.
What prevents the test from being done that you would like to see done?
We want to perfect this technology on control linen and control blood. There's also some charred material which is on the shroud that we want to test. We're working with limestone. We want to perfect these results so that you can absolutely every time get the results we're looking for. That the testing at the atomic level is more definitive, but it destroys tiny samples that we would like to have from the shroud, but we don't want to request this until this technology is absolutely perfected. The molecular testing is perfected now, and you could do that on the shroud, and this would not harm any part of the cloth at all.
Who protects the shroud now? It's in Turin. Is that under a Catholic overseeing, or who would be the keeper of the shroud right now?
The Vatican has owned the Shroud since 1982.
And so they would be afraid that any testing or anything that would disturb it might damage it, or are they content with letting the mystery surround it?
I don't know. Yeah. We haven't made a formal request. Right now, there's a petition on our website, testtheshroud.com, where we're asking them to consider this testing once it becomes perfected. Well, I'm just trying to let the world know that you could definitively test this cloth and not only see if it's authentic, but whether all these events purported to have occurred to Jesus actually did occur, including a miraculous radiating event.
Miraculous radiating event would be the resurrection moment?
Yes, it's all consistent with that.
So those who are the adherence of the authenticity and the need to test the shroud so that conclusively it could be shown to be of Jesus and would back up what you said, all of the events around Jesus's that time in Jesus's life, they are all, I would guess, probably Christian or believing men and women. Would that be true?
That's probably true.
So if the testing were to say, would you believe the testing if it came back and said, guys, I hate to tell you this, but this came from the 12th century rather than the first century? What would that do? Go ahead.
I'd have to look at the evidence and see what it says. And you'd have to look at the balance of the evidence as well. But if it definitively said this is not from the first century, then it would mean it's a forgery. I personally would not go back to being an agnostic myself.
Mm-hmm.
But stop and think about it. I mean, the events that we're talking about are the central premises of Christianity. What religion has any objective or independent evidence for the central premises of their religion, or any philosophy such as agnosticism or atheism? There's no such evidence. The Shroud would have, you won't believe this, but you would have billions of items of unfakeable evidence if you tested the cloth at the atomic and molecular levels.
When do you think that might occur? I mean, where do you think this effort is?
Right now, we're just trying to make the world aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to let them aware that our foundation is sponsoring these kinds of tests. And we're hoping to recruit scientists, and we're hoping to raise money to conduct these tests. These tests cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we not only want to conduct these tests, we want to distribute the results, of course, to the public as well. So we're trying to put the idea out there and hope that in the next couple of years, as research continues and as the world understands this better, that everyone realizes this. I want to draw some attention to this. After all, I mean, unless the information is known to the world, it doesn't do much good. If you have this result and it's not publicized, but you really have to run a campaign to educate the public about it. And many people and many scientists are simply leery of this and think, well, this just can't be so. But I go to great lengths to say, yes, it really is. At minimum, it's as intriguing as you could possibly get. But as a lawyer, you're working on the most important case that you possibly could.
Interesting. That's an interesting way to put that. Well, I think that a couple of things here that we can wrap this up and say, you're trying to draw attention to it through your book, Test the Shroud. Where is it available? How can people see that?
It's in bookstores. It's on our website, testtheshroud.com. It's available on Amazon.com,
So again, testtheshroud.org for that website. There is a conference coming up. It's out in the state of Washington, shroudconference2017.com for information about that. But people can see Mark Antonacci this coming April 14th. It's a week from this Friday. It'll be on Good Friday, part of the Osher Lifelong Living Institute. It's a brown bag lunch event. Starts at 11:15, goes for an hour and a half. You can register for $25, and I've got the phone number. You can call Osher Lifelong Learning Institute and inquire about that and find out information, or contact me and I can send you that phone number also. Well, I think that, I mean, it, like you saw 35 years ago on the Globe Democrat when you were just trying to kill some time to get away from a tense situation with your significant other at that point in time. That story does draw attention. Should you get close to testing and then the request come to test the shroud, oh, there's no way that media and news reports wouldn't grab a hold of that and say, let's watch and let's see what is discovered. I think it would be one that would grab major international attention.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And we're just starting at the ground floor here. And it's quite difficult to overcome a skeptical public, but you're exactly right.
Well,
this is information that the whole country, the whole world would be interested in.
Appreciate your time today. Thank you for telling us about it.
You're welcome.
Mark Antonacci has been our guest. This is KFRU.